Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Yes, I've got a charge on my credit card from this number. And if you can tell me what is your business?
Okay, can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account, ma'am?
23837. It looks
and
like
your first and last name.
Carolyn Beal. B E A L E.
Could it be under a different last name?
No. What is your business? I mean, what company are you working for? It looks like from this fraud alert that I got, it's POWERG.
Okay, ma'am, we're a third party call center that provides customer service for different companies and products. I did locate an account matching your first and last name. Can you verify your address so we can continue discussing charges?
23150 Shands Drive.
Yes, ma'am.
Courtland, Virginia.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see here that on the 15th of October, you pay shipping and handling of $7.45 for a foot massager. That was a free welcoming gift into our factory direct statement store. It stated in the terms and conditions that when you order that foot massager, you would automatically be enrolled into our online gadget store with a monthly subscription fee of $49.97 a month. And every month you're enrolled, you receive a $125 voucher. I do see that back on the 22nd of November, you canceled your account, ma'am.
Correct. So why am I being charged here?
Okay, ma'am, you haven't been charged since November 19th.
Since November 19th. All right. Well, that's all right. Okay. I see. That's good. It was a Friday, November the 19th. Because I've been checking my account very closely about that to make sure. So there is no charge. I'm sorry. I did not look at that date. Yeah.
Yes,
I went through about 3 months of that. And thank you. You've helped me a lot. I appreciate it. I wasn't paying close enough attention. Thank you for your help, dear.
Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
You too, dear. Bye.